This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USAprepares.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, where do you want to go for hour number two?
Okay. Continuing on this topic. Okay. Another reason why I would be at the top of the list is because I study the tarot. It's my profession, it's my livelihood, and it's my call. Now, something that is going on in the Middle East at the moment, there is a group of people, there's a religion that comes out of Persia, okay, that part of the world that we would call Iran today, okay, and this religion predates Moses by 500 years, and it's called Zarathustrianism. Okay, and they have as their prophet a man by the name of Zarathustra or Zoroaster. Okay, and in the Zoroastrian religion, it's one of the first monotheistic religions that was on the earth, and they believed that there was a great benevolent heavenly father that he created the whole world, but that he created it as spirit, okay? And then, their version of the devil came into the world and tricked humans, and their version of the devil is called Amhiran, okay? So Amhiran came into the world, and he tricked humanity by introducing them to technology. And by human use of technology, that's how humanity fell. And that as humanity goes to greater levels of technology, we also grow into greater levels of depravity. And actually, if you look at the history of humanity, you'd probably realize that maybe those people 4,000 years ago were onto something. So basically, their religion is something like a 4,000-year-old version of what the Amish believe. I gather that the Amish believe something quite similar, that technology leads to sin, it leads you away from God, and you should try and live your life without it if you can. And anyway, these people were living 4,000 years ago with this technology. And you think, wow, well, you wouldn't really expect that culture to go anywhere, would you, Vincent? I don't know. I mean, maybe you have a different opinion there.
No. I live in a village, and the Amish are moving in. And yep. they're accomplishing a lot. They don't use some of the technology that we use. They don't use electricity the way we do. But, you know, they've got diesel-powered sawmills. They're able to run their businesses. You see a clothesline that stretches 200 feet long. So when they wash their clothes, they hang them out to dry. And they use engine-powered, not motor-powered, not electric motor-powered, but gasoline-powered clothes-washing machines. So there's something about electricity that they want to separate themselves from. And you talked about depravity. And that means corruption, immorality. I mean, these are the typical definitions. Obscenity, indecency, and more. Corruption, wicked or morally corrupt act. So they believe that. And, you know, if you look at what's happening to society today, and you look at the dependence on technology, I can see the degeneration of society based on cell phones. The lack of being able to do things without cell phones, even finding your way from point A to point B without a cell phone, is difficult for people. Even the maps.
That's amazing for me.
If you in the United States, there used to be these rest stops along the highways, the major interstates, and they were run by the state governments, and or the maybe even the feds. But you could pull over, you could use the restroom, you could wash your face, you could take a nap, you might even be able to buy some snacks and vending machines. But it was an okay thing to do, and it was encouraged. Like, if you're tired, get off the road. Well, now, and you can get a map, or a bunch of maps, and they'd have them. You just take however many maps you need, and they were provided by, you know, the taxpayers. Well, those are being closed up. So why? Because we don't need maps anymore. Why don't we need maps anymore? Because we don't know how to read maps anymore. Why is that? Because our phones do it for us. So this is the path to being dependent on this little thing that's battery powered in your pocket, the cell phone. It does a lot of cool things. However, how are we going to get through life without them, without electricity? It'd be very difficult.
Yep.
The Amish won't have any trouble. They'll just hop on their horse or their horse and buggy, and off they go.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what happened. This was a lesson from history. This sort of lesson is in desperate danger of being lost because the Zoroastrians, today, in their home country of Iran, are facing intense persecution, okay, because they refuse to convert to Islam because they can see that Islam is very harmful. And in their religion, they don't accept technology. Islam is really all about domination by whatever means, and if that means includes technology, then so be it. And the Muslims, they desecrate the Zoroastrian sacred sites. I think I described the burial towers. When one of their people dies, they take them to the top of a massive mud brick tower in the middle of the desert that would be about as tall as a skyscraper, and they leave the body there, and the birds eat it, the vultures and various other birds, and they believe that the birds carry the soul of the deceased person up to heaven. That's what they believe. And they believe that burying the body in the earth would pollute the earth. And so they believe that it's better that the soul goes up to heaven than gets trapped in the earth, because they ultimately believe that everything is spirit, and that the physical world is an illusion. And, you know, and that they've got all these beliefs, and some of them are actually being held out now by quantum physics. Now, I'm not a Zoroastrian, but I read the tarot cards for a living, and the tarot is one of their inventions. And, you know, it's quite extraordinary because it's got a lot of accuracy, it's got a lot of wisdom in there. But, you know, the back in the day, the Persians were facing off. At that time, the Zoroastrian religion was the state-sponsored religion of the Persian Empire, okay? And the Zoroastrian priests were being protected by the kings of Media and Persia, okay? Now, what happened was the Persians were at war with the Babylonians. The Babylonians were a highly technologically advanced civilization. a lot of that. They had hydroponics. They had a lot of other technologies that I don't think that... I think that when they excavate one of these... In fact, I know that when they excavate one of these Babylonian sites, if there's any significant findings, any significant technology in the site, the US government goes in there, into the sandbox, with the whole nine yards of the American military, and they go in there and they make sure that whatever it is device ends up in the Smithsonian and never sees anybody else's light of day. Okay? That's the Babylonian technology. It's so advanced that we don't even know how it works. But the Persians defeated the whole Babylonian Empire. And do you know what the only tool that they had was? I said this in the email, but it may surprise the listening audience. They defeated the whole Babylonian Empire with shovels. They didn't carry them into the city. They didn't carry them into the city of Babylon. What they did was they dug a massive, massive, massive ditch, okay, and they put up a dam wall across the course of the River Euphrates. They dug a diversionary channel and they diverted the whole River Euphrates around the city of Babylon. And they dug it by hand with shovels. And the Persian and the Babylonian king, Belshazzar, was absolutely not expecting that. And once they dug the channel, you know, they dug through, they, set the river on its new course, and the Euphrates that had run through the middle of the city of Babylon was then a massive dry highway, and the whole Persian army walked into the city of Babylon on the dry bed of the river Euphrates, and that's archaeologically verified that the kings of Persia, with their low technology, defeated all of the might of the Babylonians and all of the technological advancement of the Babylonians. And it's these sorts of stories where when you get a group that, was responsible, was central to this whole set of historical events, being persecuted to death by religion, then by an enemy religion, then there's a danger that these sorts of stories could be lost.
Brilliant, brilliant point. Brilliant point. And brilliant strategy by diverting the river. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George in New Hampshire is joining us. Welcome, George in New Hampshire. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Hello, Gwyneth.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. I'd just like to say that, you know, we would be considered heretics not that long ago in the time stream, and we'd probably, let's just say, end up basically at burning at one of the stakes there for some of the things that have been said in the last hour or so. And I'm not
absolutely
saying that it's
absolutely, we would. Even in England, which was a Protestant country 300 years ago, I would have been absolutely burned at the stake. I'm so grateful the world is not like that anymore.
I know Salem, Massachusetts. I live near there, and I go back. My mother lives right on the line there with another city. And the thing of it is that it's a big celebration now. In fact, witchcraft has largely taken over the town, and I also believe that the Church of Satan has relocated its main institution right there in the outskirts of the town. So it's completely flipped from its original origins from Puritanism that was basically transplanted from England.
That's right.
I didn't realize about the Euphrates. Like I said, that's what I like about your program, Vincent, and what your guests, like Gwyneth, about the Euphrates. I will say this, is that the prediction towards the end of the Bible is that there'll be a 200 million man army that will march, and that
there
they will Right, and that they will. They have a dam now that's been built not too long ago that has the capacity of literally drying up the Euphrates River. So they'll have to shut off the water just so they'll be able to march across that natural barrier.
Yep. And that's going to happen. Because all of Bible prophecy is going to happen. All of it. All of it has to happen. You know? But the thing is, it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of... It's like this. People who practice witchcraft, okay? Myself being a psychic, I would say that most of my colleagues are in one form or another into witchcraft, okay? But there's certain sacraments within witchcraft that are as damaging as anything you'll ever find in Islam, okay? Don't seem to recognize that the things that they are doing are just as damaging as the things that Islam is doing. The difference is that witches are generally not into converting other people to their way of thinking by force of arms. Okay? That is the difference from what I can see. And it is really, really sad what has happened at Salem, okay? I think, largely because of that book that was written, The Crucible, really, really popularized what happened at Salem with the girls, and they had the hallucinations because they ate ergot infested bread, okay, fungus infested bread that made them have hallucinations, and that was really truly sad, and the whole town ended up going crazy, and I would say that there probably was now an evil spirit in the town. Okay, it's really truly tragic, but like I say, each person has been given the right by God to either accept the truth of the gospel, the payment of the blood of Jesus Christ for all their sins when he died on the cross and rose to life again, or reject it. We have the right as humans to form whatever religion we jolly well please, but it's when those religions begin to instruct us to do things that are harmful to other people, and witchcraft is as guilty as any of them of having harmful ceremonies, because many witchcraft ceremonies do involve things like human sacrifice and the abuse of children. It's not just the Catholics that are into it.
George, would you like to hold the line?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Live in Australia, George, USA Prepares Instructors, calling in. George, did you have something else that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I just wanted to say is that you know, Vincent, and I know that if this was Puritan times, by your not abiding by what that minister said to you, mm-hmm. that you had to be there X amount of times during the week or not, we'd be put in the stocks, you know?
Absolutely.
Unlike you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there were dominions on earth, and there's dominions in the spiritual world. And just like we don't want to contractually enter into agreements with the corporations on earth here, there's the corporations beyond, the spiritual corporations too, that have dominions by certain entities, devils, among others. And I'm not saying that you don't have God's kingdom. But the thing is that I'll just say many people are insecure and weak-minded to the point that, you know, they're gullible. And the problem is I believe, Gwyneth, you have a gift from the Holy Spirit of insight, and you could see things far off at times. Now, I'm not saying you have control over it, like you can make it work like 100%, because God knows you'd be a millionaire by now or more. But
yeah.
The thing is that, but I'm just saying, like with tarot, though, as with certain things, there are forces that will move behind the scenes to bring about things. And if a person puts too much faith into something, they can hand themselves over in wanting to find out an outcome or find out a future event, how it will turn out. They don't realize is that they're actually putting themselves under one of those spiritual corporations that you'll pay a price to find out the information, and the information might actually become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm not saying, I'm not downgrading what you're doing or your livelihood. I'm just saying, though, is that it has to be approached very carefully, because you can actually, there are certain curses that are attendant to certain things where you move from one kingdom, and unconsciously you could be dealing with something that's representing itself as a good force, something from a light. In reality, it could just be a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, you know something, if anybody has any doubts or any doesn't feel comfortable getting a tarot reading or having anything to do with tarot reading, they should not have anything to do with that. Okay? I fully believe that. But I'll tell you, back in the day, the Puritans, there was a high level or a comparatively high level of illiteracy among the Puritans when the movement first began. As it went on, literacy began to be emphasized, and people were encouraged to learn to read so that they could read the Bible. Okay, but at the beginning of the movement, Bibles were rare, and there was actually often persecution to owning a Bible in your own language, whether that language was German or French or English or any other language. So what they used to have, and these are actually described in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. One of these mystery books is described, okay? They would have a book with pictures in it of scenes. It might be a rather obscure looking scene. It might actually be a terrifying scene. But that scene in that book, in the picture in that book, would tell a whole story. Okay? And that story, the purpose of that story was to communicate the spiritual truths of the gospel. And they might actually have a drawing of the devil in this book. Say, see this guy, you need to avoid him. He's going to drag your soul off to hell. See, he's dragging all these people off in chains into a big blazing fire. And these are the sorts of pictures. And to our modern eyes, they look terrifying. Okay? But in that day, the purpose was to teach the people spiritual truths when most of the people couldn't read. Now, from what I've been able to gather, originally the tarot, the 22 major cards of the tarot deck, which the Zarathustrians devised all those years ago, had a similar purpose. Originally, they were not used for divination. They were used to to communicate spiritual truths to a population where illiteracy was rampant. Okay. Like I said, if anyone feels uncomfortable about getting tarot readings, they should not get one. Okay? I'm certainly not forcing anybody to get a tarot reading. But from every single time that I do a reading, I pray in my heart silently that God hears, and I say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, I pray that you guide me in giving information to this person today. And I pray that every single time I do a reading, and that is the spiritual protection that people get when they do a reading from when they get a reading from me, okay? And my heart intent is to provide information from the Holy Spirit to people's lives to help them. Now, other readers, I think that I'm one of the only Christian tarot readers that I know. I don't think there's very many of us around, okay? But I was taught that when I was first learning the tarot by a lady who actually, I think, I don't know if she was a Christian, but she sought to incorporate very, very positive spiritual beliefs into her knowledge of the tarot. She said the links that it had to Hebrew mysticism, to the Zarathustrian religion, which was actually when Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, he took refuge with the priest of Midian, and he was actually the Zarathustrian high priest at the time. And Moses married his daughter. Now, later on, Moses had war with the Midianites, okay? So it seems that things didn't always go so well with them. And the Midianites actually tried to get the Hebrews to go out and abandon the worship of the God of heaven and to compel them to worship their God instead, you know. But it was required that, you know, that Judaism be established as a religion because, you know, people might whinge and moan and complain about Judaism, but ultimately the Ten Commandments have been beneficial on the earth. They really have been. Yeah.
But remember, too, though, they had to wander through that wilderness for 40 years, so that generation largely would be die off because they had too much of the Egyptology incorporated into their makeup, their religious mind, their mental makeup. That's why when Moses was up on the mountain receiving
angry.
The first, there was an original set of commandments that were different than the Ten Commandments. And when he came down and he found them dancing and cavorting and worshiping around the golden calf, he also found that he smashed the tablets because they were not ready for a more spiritual, enlightened set of commandments. So then he went up on the mountain again. But I'll just say
they
this.
Went straight that, back to the worship of Baal.
Right. But you know and I know there are people that I have seen, and I'm sure you have too, and I'm not saying you're going into it with a good intent. I have seen people who would not make a move in their lives without consulting a deck of cards. And that, to me, is against what Christ set us free from. And I'll just switch one thing, and then I'll let you go because I know you'll go on with some other topics. But I'll just say to you, Vincent, it's like hypnosis that was practiced with someone with the integrity of Dr. Shealy. I knew when you had seen that scene where they were attacking a nearby village to your farm that you were seeing the future. I sensed that. I didn't feel that you sometimes though, and I told Dr. Shealy this, or I mentioned it to him, explained it, that there are entities that can work behind the scenes that wait and attend on a man, a woman in their life. And after you see someone like Rich Little that could do a perfect targeted impression of somebody's voice and mannerisms and everything else, these entities can come back and you think you're talking to something that's not. But in your case, I knew you saw the future, and when you finally came out, you happened to elaborate a little more, we were tracking on that. I just want to thank you for both of you, and like I said, I'm glad that we could at least commune and talk about open ideas there without any other group, whether it be Islamist or so-called Christian, that, let's face it, if Jesus was to come back right now, there are many so-called Christian churches that would tell him he wasn't Christian enough.
That's right. I absolutely agree with you there. You know,
all right. If you could just stay with us for a couple seconds. Two more minutes, George? Okay.
I do. I just didn't want to tie you up. That's all.
Okay. Here's what I wanted to share. I don't think Gwyneth knows about the past life regression with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. And I'd like to share a little bit of that experience. And, George, you may have a couple more comments when we come back. So Dr. Shealy spent an hour, and he put me under hypnosis, and he performed a past life regression, and it was videotaped, and he has a copy of it, and I'll share with you what happened during that hour.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the season...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And George in New Hampshire, both USA Prepares instructors are here. George mentioned the past life regression that Dr. Norman Shuley performed with me on me at his institute in Missouri. And so the way this worked was he had a recliner chair, very, very comfortable. He brought in a film crew, and they filmed it. And what he did was he had me take my shoes off. He had me relax, and he put me into this hypnotic trance. And first I'd like to tell you that if you want to fight it, you can. If you don't want to be hypnotized, you can fight it and you will not be hypnotized. But I did not do that. I was suggestible on purpose, and I let it happen. And so for an hour, he asked me lots of questions very, very slowly. And what I saw was myself looking at myself from another place. And the person I was just a farmer. I was not a general. I was not a leader. I was not an important person. I was just a village farmer. And it appeared that we were being attacked. The area was being attacked. Several villages away were being attacked by the enemy. And there was a lot of bloodshed, and it was terrible. Men, women, and children were being killed by this oppressive force. And you could think of it like the Redcoats. The Redcoats were coming. You can think of it like that. And it was several villages away. And then it was two villages away. And I was in this Spartan village building trying to get other people like me, farmers, ready and prepared for what was coming. I was just warning them, saying, look, here's what's coming. It's coming our way. This is our lives. This is our family, our families that hang in the balance. This is our way of life that hangs in the balance. We need to work together. We need to join forces with each other to resist this. And it was being, you know, as I was saying this, there were several people in this, we'll call it a Grange building, wood floors, very Spartan, and I was trying to get the other farmers to listen. And there weren't very many. There weren't many interested in paying attention to what I was trying to say anyway. Just a few. And I remember them turning their backs on me as I was talking, and then them leaving. And pretty soon it was just me. And at the end of this, I saw myself from above. I did not see my death. I saw myself from above. And I was hunched over. And the 4 or 5 years of this ordeal that I'm talking about, when we were attacked, our village was attacked. The 4 or 5 years greatly aged me. I was hunched over. I was an old man. I was an old man by the time this was done, walking very slowly, all alone in a field. I did not see God. I did not see a resurrection. I did not see the white light. I did not see the black. All I saw was me on this grassy field. I was looking down on myself as a worn out old man, and worn way beyond the years of the ordeal. So let's say easily 10 years of wear on a 4 or 5 year ordeal. That's what I saw. And so the question is it the future or is it the past? And I can tell you this, that I've seen at the meetups, I've seen people who say, yep, we're all in it together, and we're all going to help each other, and we're in it together, and yep, we're all together. And then when I ask them to help one person who needs a little bit of help, nobody helps. So I think what I saw is the way things might be. We might all be alone or with just very, very few of us. Georgia, is that the way you remember me telling it?
Well, this is more in depth than I've ever heard you say it. I've heard you talk about referencing the villages, a couple of villages, that they were burning the farms and that it was coming closer. Yes. But now you filled in more gaps. But if I could, I don't know if it's the end of the program, but
it
if
is.
I could just
it
hold
is, yeah.
on. For, oh, okay. I'll just say,
seconds.
It sounds to me like, in other words, You were aged, but God knows what you had endured and what you had lost.
That's correct. That's exactly what happened. I aged very, very quickly over that period. George, thanks so much for being on the air with us. Feel free to call in any time.
Thank you, Gwyneth. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health.
AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at airlife1.com or call 800-916-7873.